Here's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In a story in this weekend's Republican American, risk of spreading viruses causes Geer to close the Adult Day Center. The Adult Day Center at Geer Village Senior Community Center closed. The facility has provided a place for seniors to come on a daily basis for socialization and allowed caregivers some respite. Quote, the risk of infection as we transport highly vulnerable people across long distances and provide care in a confined space is just too great. End quote. That from Geer CEO Kevin O'Connell. The closure means the adult daycare staff have been laid off or reassigned. Services provided by the Adult Daycare Center will not be given up entirely. Geer is focusing on finding other ways to help those who need support at home. A new division is being created that will focus on safe alternative programming for seniors. Called Community Service, its goal is to provide a variety of senior-supported services throughout the area. Leonora Consiglio is a Community Services new director. Any questions, concerns, and suggestions, 860-824-2623 or 860-824-3868. With the Goshen Fair out of commission for the first time since World War II, the focus for Labor Day weekend at the Goshen Fairgrounds was on food that's made the fair a popular draw. Raising revenue and helping some food vendors that have been regulars at the fair, the Goshen Agricultural Society is in the midst of holding their three-day drive-through food truck festival that continues today. Gates at the fairgrounds opened on Saturday. A steady stream of vehicles rolled through. The festival's vendors include Low and Slow, Chicken Shack, Dell's Lemonade, Landon's Lunch, Johnny Potato, Joey's Gyros and Sausage, and New England Apple Fritters. Goshen Community Care and Hospice is selling soda and water. The festival will be held again today from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. Motorists pull into the fairgrounds, receive menus, and place their order, all from the comfort of their vehicles. By the way, payment is by credit card, debit card, and Apple or Google. Toymakers Cafe will be revving down today as the pandemic has ended its run in Falls Village. Sometime this afternoon, the waffle irons will shut down. The coffee maker will be switched off after brewing its last craft of House Joe. The final order will be served, maybe a banger platter. Well, it's been 18 and a half years. Toymakers Cafe in Falls Village will be closing today. The colorful and British-themed breakfast and lunch spot started by Alan and Greg Bedu in 2002 has been a gathering spot for motorcyclists, especially on Sunday mornings. It's also catered to through hikers on the nearby Appalachian Trail. Well, it all ends later on today. According to a news story in the Republican American, the closure is likely permanent unless a miraculous vaccine for COVID-19 is quickly found. Business has been off 40% this year as indoor dining got replaced by takeout. Orders have been placed at a rigged-up window outside the cafe's side porch, with Ann taking them behind plastic shielding. The weekend influx of riders have kept the cafe afloat all summer, but pretty soon those motorcycles will be put away for the winter, and there's lots of bills that have to pay. So it appears today will be the final day for Toymakers Cafe in Falls Village. In Stanford, New York, the fire department has paid tribute to the lives lost on 9/11 with a flag display outside Stanford Town Hall. 2,978 flags are pressed into the ground by Stanford firefighters. They make up the twin towers that came crashing down during the terrorist attacks September 11, 2001. Each of those flags represents a firefighter also who died on that day. 71 American flags tagged with a blue ribbon at the base of the tower represent police officers and one Port Authority canine killed in the attacks. Surrounding the towers in a sea of red, white, and blue lies a flag for each civilian that was killed that day. Out of Massachusetts, the Guthrie Center is looking for a lifeline to keep its mission going. In a story in the Berkshire Eagle, the 30th anniversary of troubadour and master storyteller Arlo Guthrie's purchase of the old Trinity Church is approaching. The future of the mission-driven, outreach-focused Guthrie Center is hanging in the balance. Its survival as an interfaith gathering place, community service outreach center, and performance venue in the Van Dusenville neighborhood depends on the success of a fund drive, which is being launched online tomorrow at GuthrieCenter.org. The online fundraiser wants to preserve the Guthrie Center at the old Trinity Church in Great Barrington. That starts on Tuesday. An 8-minute video retrospective by director Matthew Penn is free. Donors will get access to a half-hour digital concert of 7 songs recently filmed by Guthrie and his team if you'd like to make an additional donation. Schools in Connecticut need teachers and staff to report for work if they're going to open their doors. So what happens when educators who don't feel safe returning because of COVID-19 show up with a doctor's note and request not to return in person? And who will teach what educators can't come to work because their child's school or daycare is closing? The Connecticut State Department of Education is hearing from districts that between 25 to 30% of the state's teachers are requesting not to physically return to school. How state and local officials respond to staffing challenges could spell the difference between school buildings opening for classes going online and a host of other factors and solutions that are helping districts take up the slack. For starters, there's fear that there would be a horde of teacher retirements. That was unfounded. This summer, the number of teachers who typically retire was down 14%, while 1,154 teachers and school staff usually retire each summer. Just 994 did so this year. Many districts also have significant shares of students planning to learn remotely, which will help accommodate teachers who want to stay home. Just a reminder, the Town Grove in Lakeville is closed today. Also, the Town Hall and the Transfer Station is closed today as well. The Sharon Board of Selectmen have a regular meeting coming up on September 8th. It's 3 o'clock. It's in person and via Zoom. On Tuesday, in Sheffield, Massachusetts, the Board of Health meets at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the Board of Selectmen at 7 p.m. Also on Tuesday in Kent, the Zoning Board of Appeals regular meeting has been canceled. The Kent Volunteer Fire Department regular meeting will be held at 7 p.m. In Salisbury, the ZBA meeting on Tuesday is set for 5 p.m. at Town Hall, and the Salisbury Recreation Commission is scheduled to meet at 7 p.m. In Falls Village, the Recreation Commission has a meeting scheduled for Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday in Cornwall, Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting on Zoom at 7. At 7:30, the Housatonic River Commission has a Zoom meeting. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen have a special meeting on Wednesday at 12 noon. Access via Zoom. That information is on the Kent website. The Town of Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission regular meeting on Wednesday, September 9th at 5:30 at the Town Hall. The 30th District Republicans will sponsor a legislative forum with breakfast on Thursday at 7:30 in the morning at the Fife and Drum Restaurant, Route 7. Senator Craig Miner will be joined by State Representative Jay Case and Richard Smith, Bill Buckby, Dave Wilson, Steve Harding, and John Piscopo to give a review of the legislative session. For tickets or information, 860-693-0757 or 203-770-0466. There will be a special workshop meeting in the village of Millerton on Thursday. That happens at 6 p.m. The Northeast Town Board at the Library Annex in Town of Northeast will be meeting on September 10th at 7 p.m. A reminder, September 11th each year is officially Patriot Day, a national day of remembrance devoting 24 hours to honoring memory of those lost on that day. This year's local event in North Canaan is not being canceled. There's no speeches, nothing for sale, no crowds, just a quiet place to visit September 11th. The St. Joseph Church schedule in North Canaan for the day. The Church of St. Joseph will be open for 24 hours September 11th. All people of faith are invited to come, reflect, and pray respectfully at any time. 12:01 a.m., a rosary for the protection of the United States of America. At 6 a.m., a rosary for the soul of each person killed in the terror attacks on September 11th. At 12 noon, a rosary for the souls of each man and woman of the armed forces of the United States of America who have fought and died in Operation Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, and the War on Terror. 3 o'clock, the Divine Mercy Chaplet. At 6 o'clock, a rosary for the soul of each police officer, firefighter, and emergency medical personnel killed responding to those attacks on September 11th in 2001. And at 12 midnight, a rosary for peace for the brave men and women of the military who worked tirelessly, even to the point of sacrificing their own lives, to bring about true peace rooted in justice. More information is available on the web, Patriot Day 9-11-01 Memorial.com. The World Peace Sanctuary will hold a USA prayer ceremony on Friday, September 11th at 5:30 at 26 Benton Road, outdoors and open to the public. Accommodations will include seating and social distancing. Wear a face mask upon arrival. Pine Plains looking for volunteers with strong backs and pickup trucks to assist the senior citizens with Town Cleanup Day. Contact Alice at the Town Hall at 518-398-86100, extension 1. The event will take place on the 12th of September from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Town Garage. They'll provide dumpsters for lots of different items like rugs, furniture, couches, chairs, sleeper sofas, tires, metal for recycling, car batteries, fluorescent bulbs and ballast, and more. In Cornwall, coming up on the 12th, at 10 o'clock, there's a library book sale, which is live outdoors. At 5 p.m., Peter Del Tradisi will have a talk on plant root systems via Zoom. The Equisafet asks you to join them for their 7th annual event, Dinner and a Movie, September 12th at 6:30 at Four Brothers Drive-In Theater in Amenia. The invitation is at theequisafect.org, and that's where you can go for more information. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad will have their takeout pancake breakfast on Sunday the 13th from 7:30 to 10:30. It includes pancakes, French toast, eggs, potatoes, sausage, and bacon. Pre-order should be called in at 860-364-7427. Note pickup time on the half hour if possible. Social distancing and masks are required. No eating on site. A lot of laughs coming up on Sunday. Two silent classics with live accompaniment from musical guests Donald Sosin and Joanna Seaton to the silent films Grandma's Boy and The Blacksmith. It's a drive-in movie event at the Sharon Playhouse to benefit the movie house in Millerton. It's at the Playhouse from 6 till 10 o'clock on Sunday. Gates open at 6, introductions at 7:15. The movie begins at 7:45. Tickets are per car and include a goodie bag with popcorn and treats. The bar will be open. Dinner from J.P. Gifford is available for pre-order and pickup at the event. Menu and ordering details will be at their website. More information on this, eventbrite.com/e/grandmas-boy-the-blacksmith. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 28,133.31, the NASDAQ at 11,313.13, and the S&P 500 at 3,426.96. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.